Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning. Welcome all of you to this Mass, very especially if you are visiting us. This is your home. We begin the celebration always calling on the name of our God, that is the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of Jesus be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, let us pause for just a few moments in silence. Times it helps just to close our eyes and elevate our thoughts to God. We ask this God to look upon us with kindness, with patience, with love. At times we hurt our God when we hurt one another. It's usually the people that we love that we hurt. We ask for forgiveness.
I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. O God, author of every mercy and of all goodness, who in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving has shown us a remedy for sin, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we, who are bowed down by our conscience, may always be lifted up by your mercy. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Thank
you. A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, God delivered all these commandments. I, the Lord, am your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, that place of slavery. You shall not have other gods besides me. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave unpunished the one who takes his name in vain. Remember to keep holy the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, that you may have a long life in the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male or female slave, nor his ox or ass, nor anything else that belongs to him. The word of the Lord.
refreshing the soul. The decree of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. Lord, you have the words. Precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, Jews demand signs and Greeks look for wisdom, but we proclaim Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. But to those who are called, Jews and Greeks alike, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. For the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than human strength. The word of the Lord.
Everyone who believes
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Since the Passover of the Jews was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers seated there. He made a whip out of cords and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." His disciples recalled the words of Scripture, "Zeal for your house will consume me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple has been under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the Scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the feast of Passover, many began to believe in his name when they saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them, because he knew them all and did not need anyone to testify about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord.
It's harder and harder to get up here. And Dr. McCutcheon does it so quickly. Well, the Lord got angry in the gospel today. If you listen to the gospel, the Lord got angry because they were making the house of God a marketplace. This is a beautiful temple. It's beautiful because God is here. It's beautiful because we come here to sing to God, to pray to God, to be touched by God, to be forgiven by God, to receive Him. That's why this is such a special place. The house of God. But then Jesus speaks about another temple. And sometimes we forget about that. He was talking about himself. God walked into the house of God. Jesus, God. And we are also temples of God. And sometimes we forget that. And he cleaned the house of God completely. And it became purified, holy. He got rid of the people who were selling oxen, doves. And it became a house of God, a house of worship, a house of prayer. And as I'm saying that, I want you to look at yourselves. We're temples. How is that house? How is that house? Is that house clean? Is that house holy? We're temples. You know, this Jesus, God, all he wanted to was to draw people, to touch people and to draw people to the Father, to God. You know that if we purify ourselves, if we cleanse ourselves, get rid of all the anger, get rid of all the hatred, all the selfishness, and put in God, put in the Spirit, the Word of God, we draw people to God. You want to help the Lord? You want to bring people closer to Jesus? You want to bring your spouse, your children, your friend, your co-workers? Purify the house. Cleanse the house. We say we got to clean the car. It's dirty. Got to clean the house once a year for sure. How about this temple? Is it cleansed? To be worthy to receive him. Oh, it's so wonderful to be here in this house of God that we call the cathedral, because this is a holy place. He's here. That's why we make the sign of the cross. That's why we genuflect. That's why we're quiet. When we enter into the house of God, he speaks to us. Be still. You know, we do this pretty good. The Catholics do this pretty good. Once in a while, we mess up. You know when those once in a while are? During, when we have weddings, I think we're kind of loud afterwards. And we forget we're in the house of God, because we're all so happy. But this is a place where we come to worship him. This is the place we come to fill ourselves with the Spirit, to be nourished by him. The feast, the greatest feast, not the tacos, but Jesus, the Eucharist. That is why we come with such great reverence to receive him. I want to receive Jesus. I want to receive God. I want to receive the greatest gift in this house of God. Oh, we are so blessed here in the city. We have so many churches, so many celebrations here at the cathedral twice a day. And then on Thursdays, the Eucharist is present. To be with him in this house is the house of God, the temple. I love that image in the gospel when he walked in, when Jesus walked into the temple, into his house, the house of God. And he purified it. He cleansed it. Let him enter into your house. Let him purify you, so that you can see, so that you can love, so that you can forgive, so that you can draw draw others, bring others to Him. Oh Lord, You have the words of everlasting life.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us men and for all salvation, He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit, He was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We turn now to God, offering our prayers, petitions for all those in need, confident that our God will satisfy us.
For the church throughout the world, that we may respond with kindness and compassion to all those who are in need, let us pray to the Lord. In gratitude, we thank all who have given to the 2018 Bishop Stewardship Appeal and pray that others will join us in being stewards of God's many gifts. Let us pray to the Lord. For the elect, that they may be always nourished by the sacraments they are about to receive, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all of us, aware that we are part of a growing, nourishing, and initiating church, and that we may welcome into our midst the questioning, the curious, and also the unchurched, let us pray to the Lord. That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and families, let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Louise Payne Puig, Mary Boss, Frank Garza Jr., and Eddie Torres, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
And now for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Heavenly Father, teach us to recognize Your will in our lives. Satisfy our thirst with living water that only You can give. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept sacrifice.
Be pleased, O Lord, with these sacrificial offerings, and grant that we who beseech pardon from our sins may take care to forgive our brothers and sisters, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts, and let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For you will that our self-denial shall give you thanks, humble our sinful pride, contribute to the feeding of the poor, and so help us imitate you in your kindness. And so we glorify you with the countless angels, as with one voice of praise we acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Domini Deus Sabaoth, veni nunc et in mundo, gloria tua.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and interwoven into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. As we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church. Spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let us join our voices. Let us pray as Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, power, and
And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
Behold, the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy. You should enter under my roof. But only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Jesus said, I am. Jesus said, I am the life. Far from whom all things can run. But receive this bread and cup, and my spirit you shall know. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy. I receive the living God, and my heart is full of joy.
Some announcements. I say some because it's longer than my sermon. We invite you to the rummage sale. It will begin this Friday at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it'll have Saturday and Sunday. Right underneath us at St. Joseph Hall. St. John John Paul II High School and Bishop Gregory Middle School invite all of you to their open house Tuesday, March the 6th at 6:30 p.m. Also, we need volunteers to help us this coming weekend to prepare.
Hello, for them. I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.